All right, Coach, if you want to just start with some opening thoughts, and we'll go to questions.
First off, he's been with me every, I think, because you've been here every year since I've been here, right?
46 years.
You've been here 46.
You're
you've been
here 46.
I'm not even 46, but Notre Dame has so many good people around, and evident of that. And what's the young lady's name who does, when we walk in? What's that?
Monica or Catherine?
Blonde hair.
Catherine.
She's been here too. She does a great job too. She's awesome. So Notre Dame has a lot of great people. So and evident by Catherine, by everybody. So anyway, got to give Notre Dame credit. And I love Mike Bray. What an incredible person. He's a great coach. And I'm not the athletic director at Notre Dame. And I don't want to be. But if I'm him or her, well, it's a him, so he's, you know, Mr. Jack, you know, get Coach Bray like a 10-year contract extension, whatever it takes. I mean, that guy deserves it, what he's done at this place. And he's an amazing coach, and he's just, you know, he's awesome. And I think, you know, their team has a chance to make a really deep run in the NCAA tournament. There's no question about that. When they shoot like that, got to give them full credit. They were making a lot of threes. I think they're playing as well as anybody in America right now. And when they're making shots like that, they're hard to beat. And then, you know, obviously we had a stretch where we just couldn't score. We missed a lot of layups. We had some great looks in the first half by some good shooters that just unfortunately didn't fall. And they're guarding better this year. They're really defending. They're really playing good defense. You know, they're probably the best defense they've been since I've been here as Georgia Tech. So that's a credit to Coach Bray and his staff. So they're a really good team. And Coach Bray, like I said, deserves like a decade contract extension. He's that good. And what he's done, and their team can make a deep run in the tournament. For us, we'll have to bounce back. Got to have a short memory, get back to practice on Monday, Tuesday, and then we're at Clemson Wednesday, at Boston College Saturday, and then head to Brooklyn. We've been playing really well. Just today was not a good. I don't even know if we didn't play well, to be honest with you. I mean, there's things we got to do better, and we weren't real good in some areas. But I just think Notre Dame was really good tonight. They were really good, and they made a lot of shots that were. They're just good. They're just making shots, and when you're making shots like that, they're really, really good. So credit to Notre Dame. We'll bounce back. I love our group. Tonight was a tough night. Jordan Usher next to me had, you know, I thought he was really good, did a lot of great stuff. And we'll bounce back on for practice Monday, Tuesday, and get ready to go play at Clemson on Wednesday.
Ken, why don't you start?
Sure. Josh, just obviously they were making shots. They're not sometimes being like, you know, but just the even general, particularly the interior, it seemed like they're rough on the design.
Yeah, I think we got stretched. They made those threes early, and then we got stretched out. You're right on that, Ken. And our interior wasn't real. We weren't good in either interior or exterior. Rodney wasn't as good today defensively as he's been. And but a part of that is they start making those threes early, and then he starts stretching out, and then they open some things up. But that's what they do. And then what happens, Ken, is when you're not scoring, because you know they hit a three, we're missing some layups, and that. That trade-off there, and they hit some tough corner threes too on a couple of times. They just hit some tough shots. So, but you know, once that exterior gets going, it really opens up some things on the interior.
Josh, you've had friends up, I imagine, at the top of the scouting reports for 4 years. What do you notice this year that's maybe different about him, with just how we see in the floor?
Well, I think Prentice is a great player. Really good. I'll tell you, they're all really good. Prentice and Cormack and Dane Goodwin's having a heck of a year, and you know Leshesky and Atkinson. Blake Wesley's pretty darn good. You know, he changes their whole team. Blake Wesley changes their whole team. That's just, you know, he's a pro, and when you have a pro like that, you know, he's a first round draft pick. And so when you have a first-round draft pick like that, along with the guys shooting that they can shoot, you know, they're really good. So I think Prentice is a great player, but there's no question Blake Wesley. You know, he's got good players around him, but you got a first round draft pick on your team.
Go ahead,
Josh. You got Prentice and Blake doing what he does. Paul and Nate down low. But what happens to a team where you have to account for somebody like Cormac Ryan and what he did? He comes in off he's starting, gets 10 rebounds, and just kind of.
Yeah, well, he's a really good player too. He's older. They're old. You know, that's kind of the get old, stay old, and they're a good basketball team, and he's a good player. So and they all can shoot it. The only one that doesn't shoot the threes is Atkinson. Coach Bray has built this team for this year. You know, and they've got older each year, and this is the year they're really good. And what's amazing is they started the year 3-4. It shows you how you just never know. It's all about energy. They started the 3-4, and then they should have lost in the starting the ACC. They lost to Boston College. They should have lost to Pitt. I mean, Prentice Hubbs hit a huge shot, and we missed a free throw. We could have lost to us. So. And then all of a sudden, I think after our game, they got hot. Like, it started turning for them in the right direction. And you got to give them credit, Coach Bray credit. And they just got hot. And the energy started going their direction. And when the energy's going your direction in basketball, basketball's all about an energy deal. And they just got the energy flowing through them right now.
Yeah.
Jordan, just your thoughts on just the energy you guys had tonight.
I think it's definitely difficult when playing against a team like Notre Dame, when Coach said the only person that really doesn't shoot threes is a guy with great footwork under the paint that's giving Rodney a hard time under the paint. So it's not so much we can dig in, and I feel like they had sort of a balanced scoring. We went into halftime, I was saying, dang, Dan Goodwin's having a night. He came down right before half and hit two transition threes, and I was like, man, as long as we stop him. But I don't think he scored again in the second half, and they just had a balance. They had all their guns blazing tonight, so we didn't have enough cards on the table. I guess energy-wise, we should have came out harder. And, you know, when they're hitting them threes, they make you second guess on your closeout, so it was tough.
There's a couple times there, you know, where Wesley, like late clock, they hit – Prentice Hubs hits a three with, you know, late no time on the clock, shot clock. Wesley hits a three, gets fouled. There's one in the corner. They hit a three. I think it was Goodwin with like 2 seconds on the shot clock. Basketball's a funny game. And when that thing is flowing, rhythm, flow, and energy, and they had the rhythm, flow, and energy tonight.
Ken, go ahead.
When they were on their 10-0 run, they went from 28-19 to 30-19. Did you think about calling a timeout?
Yeah, no, I did, but the reason I didn't, and I looking back, probably should, the only reason I didn't was because, you know, I just felt at the time that, you know, as the game – you're talking about the one in the first half?
First half.
Yeah, I just felt that we had to dig in, and we needed to dig in, and you know, I really want us to dig in and get some stops because, you know, at that time I didn't know how – you know, the game was still – obviously it was with the half, but I also am looking, you know, down the road, big picture for next week. Brooklyn and that we've got to be able to get stops, and I was pleading with our guys, we got to get stops, and we got some stops. We could not score again, you know, and we had some opportunities. We just had some layups that we missed, and they would come down and hit a three, but we had a couple threes I thought we guarded, we contested them, and they made them.
In that stretch, Michael had the two long threes. That's one of those things that they go in off, so it looks like a good job, and we were okay with him.
I mean, he was open. You know, Michael's a great shooter. I mean, he was there. He wasn't guarded at those, and he just and during that stretch, Ken, Debo had great looks too. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like, you know, there's only so much we could do offensively because I thought Michael, yeah, they were long, but they were open, and you know, Debo had great looks, and we were moving the ball. It was just we were not making shots. And it just kind of, you know, snowballed on us. We couldn't make threes. I mean, we were 4-for-20. And they're 13-for-23. I mean, that's just the difference in the game. You can say, I mean, there's other things, but in the end, that's the most glaring deal.
A couple more. Ken, you got another one?
Yeah. Jordan, obviously the season hasn't turned out, and there's still a couple things out there that are bothering you. I'm curious what your kind of thinking and feeling about where you guys sit right now?
I mean, hey, man, we get to be with a group of young guys that I enjoy being around, a coach that helped me turn myself from a young man to a now pretty much a grown man. So, I mean, basketball is a blessing to be have because it's going to be gone like this, and I'm going to be 7 years old looking back, reminiscing. So I'm just taking it day by day, enjoying every single moment, giving my teammates as much as I can give, and just, you know, I'm the most optimistic guy in the world. I sit into all these people. I think we could win AC championship in Brooklyn because I'm a competitor, and that's how I get down. But I'm just having fun playing basketball, doing what I love, trying to get better each day. You can't really ask for much more.
And, you know, you never know in basketball. I mean, it's just such a fascinating game. And like Jordan said, you go to Brooklyn and you get, you know, you win on, you know, obviously we're going to play on Tuesday. But if you're fortunate enough to win on Tuesday, then the team you play on Wednesday hasn't played. And you just never know. And all of a sudden, the team that if you win on Wednesday, then all of a sudden you play the team on Thursday that's got the double bye, they haven't played. And you just, I mean, it's just a strange game. It's an incredible game, but it's a strange game because it's rhythm, flow, and energy on the team and how the ball's flying and moving. And so we need to have a good week this week. Got two great opportunities with Clemson at home, Boston College. And then we head to Brooklyn. We know we're going to play on Tuesday. And we just got to finish strong and see if we can make some noise the following week. But we got to be able to finish strong in this week. This is an important week. And guys like Jordan Usher and DeVoe and Khalid, they got to be great, you know, leaders for us in this stretch to make sure, not, you know, keep it together and to have a great week. It's just, I think Notre Dame, who I don't care who they play today, would have probably beat anybody, you know, whether that's Duke. Yeah, maybe the Lakers too. Yeah, I mean, I used to call them the Golden State Warriors. So, I mean, they were probably would have beaten the Lakers, the Warriors. They would have beaten anybody. I don't know who's Gonzaga, Arizona, Duke. Didn't matter who they played. If I was Coach Bray, I'd probably like, man, we got to save some of this for the NCAA tournament. Like, don't shoot all the make them all this game. You know, save for when we get to the NCAA tournament. But, so that's that.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Ken, if you want to walk back with us.
Yeah.